Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. This is your middle Sabbath day of the week. And it's March 17th. Wonder what that could mean. Something about sainthood. Anyway, maybe most importantly, it's our 29th daily episode of our Lenten devotion series. And we're in this week with the theme of expecting new life. It's a great theme. Expect it. Expect it to happen. You know the old story? A little rural town in Indiana had been suffering from a drought for so long. Churches had been praying. They finally decide, let's hold one big community service. And let's ask the most holy priest in town to come and lead everybody in prayer at once for rain. And so they set the date in the town center, and all the people from the town come together, and the priest gets up on stage, and he's got an umbrella. And as he begins, the first thing he says as he looks out among the crowd with no umbrellas is, friends and neighbors, we're here to pray for rain. That means we should expect the prayer to be answered. Now, we're going to delay the start of this prayer for half an hour so everybody can go home and get your umbrella, because right after we pray, it's going to start raining. That's faith right there, right? Expect new life. Bring that expectation with you today. We've got a great scripture verse story from the Gospel of Luke and some comments from Mary Alice Mulligan. Some reflective questions and a good little prayer from Rumi today. And we'll close with a prayer. Amen. The scripture today. Well, you may have noticed this too. I don't want to pass this up. That background music for today, listen to this. Yeah, that's Native American flute music. Great for meditation and healing. Hope you like it. We've got the cerulean surf and sea candle and kava with a good dose of milk today. Got it looking rather blonde. Our scripture, as I was saying, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 through 12, the story of Jesus sending out his disciples and giving them the commands to live by as they go out on their own to begin their ministry apprenticeship for their Lord Jesus. Here's how the Gospel of Luke puts it, chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them on ahead, in pairs, to all the towns and villages he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. He said, "The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. Pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest, and ask him to send out more workers for his fields. Go now. And remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take along any money, or a traveler's bag, or even an extra pair of sandals. And don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter a home, give it your blessing. If those who live there are worthy, the blessing will stand. If they are not, the blessing will return to you. When you enter a town, don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide you. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay. If a town welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you, and heal the sick. As you heal them, say, 'The kingdom of God is near you now.' But if a town refuses to welcome you, go out into its streets and say, "We wipe the dust of your town from our feet as a public announcement of your doom." And don't forget, the kingdom of God is near. The truth is, even wicked Sodom will be better off than such a town on the judgment day. Let's turn to Mary Alice Mulligan for her insights from her Lenten journal, Go to Jerusalem, and the theme, Expect New Life. Here's what she says. For people who did not grow up in the church, it is difficult to know what to expect when the teachings of Jesus first begin to matter to them. It's a little like being invited to a friend's house on your birthday. You expect something is about to happen, but you cannot guess what. A large group of disciples had followed Jesus for quite some time, but then he sent them out in pairs on their own while he stayed behind. They must have been excited and terrified and befuddled. What do you think? Jesus sends them out like lambs among wolves to prepare people for his arrival. They are allowed no provisions. How could they possibly know what to expect? And yet, they go. This is an important lesson for us too. They go where directed because they trust that Jesus would not send them out in vain. And they return with joy at their success. Some things to think about. Mary Alice Mulligan asks, in your journal, reflect on some moment in your faith journey when you stepped out into new territory because you sensed God directing you. Some moment in your faith journey when you stepped out into brand new territory because you sensed God was directing you. How scary was that? Are you glad you went? Consider where you are right now in your current journey. Or look back in your journal. Might Jesus be guiding you to step out again? Might new life be coming for you from such a move? Ponder this. Where might you find a prayer partner to share the possibility of moving into new territory in your faith? Are you bold enough to ask someone to pray with you every week? Today's poem is from Rumi, our poet laureate for this Lenten Daily Devotion series. This poem is called Love Dogs. And if we listen closely and get absorbed by this, we might see how it in many ways parallels the text we read of being sent out from the Gospel of Luke. Here's the poem. I'll read it twice. Love Dogs by Rumi. One night, a man was crying, "Allah! Allah!" His lips grew sweet with the praising, until a cynic said, "So, I have heard you calling out, but have you ever gotten any response?" The man had no answer to that. He quit praying and fell into a confused sleep. He dreamed that he saw Kidra, the guide of souls, in a thick green foliage. "Why did you stop praising?" "Because I've never heard anything back." This longing you express is the return message. The grief you cry out from draws you toward union. Your pure sadness that wants help is the secret cup. Listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. There are love dogs no one knows the names of. Give your life to be one of them. Love Dogs by Rumi. One night, a man was crying, "Allah, Allah." His lips grew sweet with the praising, until a cynic said, "So, I have heard you calling out, but have you ever gotten any response?" The man had no answer to that. He quit praying and fell into a confused sleep. He dreamed he saw Kidra, the guide of souls, in a thick green foliage. "Why did you stop praising?" "Because I've never heard anything back." This longing you express is the return message. The grief you cry out from draws you toward union. Your pure sadness that wants help is the secret cup. Listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. There are love dogs no one knows the names of. Give your life to be one of them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, ever patient guide, calm my timidity and strengthen me to take new steps in my faith, so I may find new riches in my relationship with you. Amen. And don't forget, tonight, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have our Zoom discussion group at 7 o'clock. The link to the Zoom meeting is in this very email, and we hope to see you there. Until then, have a blessed middle Sabbath, and enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. Amen.